This is a reading from Prema Vivarta, part number 56, The Mysteries of the Holy Name. Pandit Jagadananda then said, "The night was young. The moon bathed the dark shadows on the beach with her cooling rays. And this attracted the moon of Navadvipa, Sri Gaura Chandra. He came near the ocean with his associates, sat down in the midst of the Vaishnavas like an iridescent moon, varying in color when seen from different lights or from different angles. Lord Chaitanya began to speak to the assembly. My dear devotees, in this Kali Yuga, there is no spiritual activity and no religious practice which can surpass congregational chanting of Lord Krishna's holy name. Fruitive activities, cultivation of knowledge, yoga, or even meditation are extremely ineffectual processes for spiritual elevation. They cannot lead one to the transcendental realm of absolute realization. Prescribed religious duties, penances, renunciation and sacrifices are all mundane activities. Hence, they cannot help one reach the supreme absolute goal, the spiritual world. The Shruti scriptures declare that complete spiritual perfection is achieved only through chanting, hearing, and remembering Krishna's name, fame, pastimes, etc. All scriptures have revealed the highest esoteric truth about the holy name and his glories. One experiences spiritual bliss immediately upon chanting the holy name. In the Padma Purana, Sri Shonaka Rishi says, "Namo charana mahatmyam sruyate mahadadbhutam yaducharana matrena naro yayat param padam tadvadasvaduna sutta vidhanam namakirtane." Sutta Goswami replies, "Shrinu Shaunaka Vakshyami Sambada Mokshat Sadhanam Narada Prishtavan Puravam Kumaratad Vadamite Ekada Yumunatire Nivistam Santam Manasam Sanat Kumaram Praprachya Narado Ratitanjali Srutva Nanavidam Dharmam Dharma Vyakti Karang Stata." And Sri Narada said, "Yosau Bhagavata Prokta Dharma Vyakti Karo Niryam Katam Tasya Vinashyasyad Uchyatam Bhagavat Priya." The Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then continued, "I will explain in some detail the meanings of these shlokas. O my dear Swarup Namadar and Ramananda Roy, pay special heed to this." The meaning of the word ucharana in this context is to chant or sing the holy names loudly or audibly. Devotees generally chant their prescribed number of holy names either on their fingers or on tulsi beads. Many chant extra or sing in kirtan, which are in addition to this prescribed number. Whenever the holy name is chanted audibly, it is referred to as ucharana. Soft, but barely audible chanting is known as japa, and kirtan is always loud and clear. Both of these are part of smarana, or remembrance, meaning meditation on the Lord and His pastimes. Kirtan is also loud singing. It is imperative for everyone to know how to properly chant the holy name and accrue the best results from Him. Chanting the holy name is the eternal religion of the living entity. It is one's prime duty, whether one is living in the material world or in Vaikuntha, in one's liberated existence. For the conditioned souls, chanting is the process to achieve liberation. And for the liberated jiva, chanting remains an eternal integral part of one's existence as servitor of the Lord. According to scriptures, religion that does not include devotional service, vrata that is not intended to arouse devotional fervor, renunciation that is not spontaneously inspired by devotion, and sacrifice that is against the principles of devotional service are all mundane activities. Even though they are considered pious activities, they are in fact unfavorable to the execution of devotional service. But these same activities, when performed in relationship to devotional service, become favorable spiritual activities, and they constitute true bhakti. This is the verdict of the revealed scriptures. In Kali Yuga, these activities have become degraded to the level of material activities, having lost all spiritual flavor due to being performed divorced from bhakti. They oppose the principles of pure devotional service. All devotees should therefore listen attentively. In Kali Yuga, there is no religion other than the chanting of the Supreme Lord's holy name. Other religious practices that exist outside of the chanting process should be strictly avoided. The spiritual vision you attain through bhakti will help you to properly discriminate the truth. Sri Sanat Kumar Uvacha, Srinu Narada Govinda, Priya Govinda Dharmavit, Ya Prishtama Lokanir Mukti Karanam Tamasaparam. Sanat Kumar then said, O Narada, you are famous. One who is enlightened about the process of devotional service to Lord Govinda. You are dear to Krishna, and you can cut asunder the chains of material entanglement that keeps the souls eternally enthralled. Your inquiry is aimed at liberating the conditioned souls, and its answer will allow the jivas to surmount the insurmountable ocean of nescience. In Kali Yuga, irreligious acts, as well as other religious practices, are performed in gross ignorance. Therefore, the only path of liberation open to the jivas is the chanting of the holy name. For one who takes shelter at Lord Govinda's lotus feet, all of one's sins are eradicated simply by chanting the Lord's holy name. One may be an abominable wretch, the biggest liar and cheat, arrogant and egoist, always given to sinful ways, and even a grossly materialistic person attached to wife, children, and wealth. But if one recognizes one's offenses and remorselessly weeps and chants Lord Krishna's name, then very soon, due to one's advancement in devotional surrender, one's sins are expiated, one's sins are made up for, they are compensated, they are made reparated. One is elevated to a pure Brahmana. Formal prayaschitta, or atonement and penance, the process of knowledge and fruitive activities, are all too feeble to purify even a single tendency of a fallen conditioned soul. However, the amount of sinful activities that can be cleansed by once chanting Lord Krishna's name is of such magnitude that a sinner cannot commit so much sin in so many lifetimes. Sinful activities of any enormity that is mentioned in the smartest scriptures, the scriptures of the ritualistic Brahmins, the Karmakanda Brahmins, can easily, without effort, be removed completely by chanting a single name of Krishna. One may then ask, why do the ritualistic performance of prayaschitta? The answer is that they lack sukriti, or sufficient piety. Therefore, they prefer ritualistic activities or fruitive activities. The desire to commit sins never goes away by performing ritualistic prayaschitta or penance, according to Karmakanda. With the execution of jnana prayaschitta, or atonement with knowledge, the desire may only be temporarily curbed. But as soon as that desire becomes rampant again, and it needs expression. Devotional service roots out nescience, which is the cause of all material desires. Souls who surrender at Lord Govinda's lotus feet entreat the Lord for deliverance by chanting his name and by hearing the Lord's direct instructions in Bhagavad Gita. These practices will act like nectarian salve for the benefit of human society. Indeed, the blessed Lord Krishna has said, Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shucha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Apichet sudaracharo bhajate mam ananyabak sadhur eva samantavya samyag vyavasito hisa. For even if one commits the most abominable actions, if one is engaged in devotional service, he or she is to be considered saintly because one is properly situated. Shipram bhavati dharmatma shashvach chantam nigachhati kaunteya prati janihi name bhakta pranasyati. Such a person quickly becomes righteous and attains lasting peace. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly My devotee never perishes. Therefore, one should give up the practices of prayaschitta and other such fruitive activities, because a truly intelligent person worships the Supreme Lord Hari, knowing him to be the dearmost Lord of the heart. The holy name of Krishna is compassionate and is invested with Krishna's full potencies. It can easily liberate all moving and non-moving beings. One who chants Krishna's holy name but commits offenses against the holy name is burdened with grievous sins. This causes upheavals in one's spiritual life. The only way one can be exonerated is to take complete shelter of the holy name. There is no greater well-wishing friend in the entire world which can surpass the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.